The next morning, Oblio noticed that the rock under which they'd slept was in the shape of a giant pointing hand. And there was an inscription on its side which read, Destination Point. So they set off in the direction indicated by the hand, and before long, they found themselves on a road which led them out of the pointless forest and on through the pointed hills and valleys until finally they paused. And in the distance, they could see the spires and the steeples of the land of Point. Now, when the townspeople heard that Oblio and Arrow had returned, they ran out to the edge of town to give them a hero's welcome. For you see, not only were the people glad to see them, Oblio and Arrow were the first to have ever been to the pointless forest. But when word of Oblio's return reached the Count, he was so mad, he ran to the courtyard and he grabbed Oblio and he said,
What are you doing here? You are banished to the pointless forest!
And Oblio said, But we went to the pointless forest, and not only that, but it's not pointless at all.
What?
There was a huge gasp from the crowd.
Nonsense!
Said the Count.
You're in trouble!
And just then, the King arrived and he said, Not so fast, Count. What do you mean, not pointless, Oblio? And Oblio said, Well, it's just that we did go to the pointless forest, and it's not pointless at all. In fact, the trees pointed?
No.
From the crowd. And the leaves on all the branches pointed?
No.
From the crowd. In fact, even the branches pointed. And not only that, but everyone we met in the entire pointless forest had a point. And it's just that, well, it's just like here. And we figured that since everything has a point, then I must have one too. And just then, someone in the crowd yelled out,
He's got a point there!
And at that point, the bell sounded in the pointed steeple. And all the points on the tops of all the buildings in the whole land of Point began to melt.